Hey there, how are you doing? I am Kristen Ann James, but you can call me CJ, and you're listening to the Shine to 5 Method with CJ. I'm your host. In this podcast, I will be having authentic conversations with amazing women who have found their shine and are walking in their purpose. Because you want to know why? They know the importance of working on their mindset. Their stories are unique and relatable, sometimes at the same time, because we are all on this journey called life. I want these conversations to serve as encouragement to each and every one of you who feels stuck, that it's time to get your head in the game and find your shine. The world is waiting. Let's get into it. Joining me today is Warrior Queen Kamshuka. She wears many hats. A few of them are mindfulness practitioner, wellness coach, award-winning entrepreneur. And we're going to be talking about, very fitting, we're going to be talking about manifesting abundance. But before we get into the conversation, I want to give Kamshuka a moment to shine and just, you know, tell us all about yourself, Queen. Anything you want to know.
Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for having me. I am blessed to be here. I am feeling so wonderful. Today was such a beautiful sunshine day. And what I want to share and what I want to let everybody know is that the sun is so beautiful, and sometimes we just take it for granted. Being a war child survivor of the Ugandan Civil War, there are many moments in my memories and in my thoughts that the sun didn't shine. And I remember the darkness of the days, the grayness in the days. And I decided for myself that it was important to heal through those gray days, and even when there is no sunshine to shine. So a little bit about myself is that I desire many things, but I choose to be in the state of I am. So I am the sunshine that I need. I am the life that I need. I am the breath. As a war child survivor, a survivor of sexual abuse, of mental abuse, verbal abuse, so many different things that led me down the path today to being a wellness coach. At the age of 4 years old, I went through the civil war in Uganda, and having survived that and being the only family, myself, my father, and my brother, the only family on our street that survived those attacks on our neighborhood and on our street, our city, whatever you want to call it, being separated thereafter from my mother for 3 years, living in a foreign country, living in India, growing up there, the journey has taken me to many places of darkness and many moments of solitude. And it's brought me back to myself. So if I could tell you anything about who I am a warrior queen. I choose to live this life as a warrior and not a victim of my story. I choose to be a queen because this is the royalty in my name and in the design of why I was created. So if I can leave anything with you about who I am a warrior.
Okay, warrior. And then with the bit that you shared about your story and being a survivor, you know, it also takes resilience. And in manifesting abundance, what would you say the correlation between just being resilient and knowing that you are deserving of abundance?
The moments that you decide you no longer want to be the victim of your story, that is the moment you determine that you will be strength. That you will put on the armor of strength, because it means in your weakness, you have found strength. And when you come alive from weakness into strength. It gives you that, it's like working out, you know, when you work on your muscles, you're toning your core. It's a constant work at it. And that is where resilience is born.
Yeah. And then, so when you're working and guiding your clients through them understanding abundance and that they're deserving mm-hmm. of abundance, what do you feel, what do you find their understanding of abundance tends to be? Because, you know, you hear the word abundance and you're thinking abundance and more money and I need to have more things. And it's very, it can be a very physical mm-hmm. space. But what do you find it tends to be mm-hmm. when it comes to the use of the term
abundance? It has become a very hot topic of a word, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it really is our desire to be more and want more. It also shows a little bit of who we feel we're not, you know, we're not enough. And so we want to add on, and we believe, I find a lot of people believe that manifesting in abundance is the way to be more. And it's mm-hmm. it's none of the above. Abundance mm-hmm. is a very, very spiritual realm that you need to find yourself in before it can activate into your physical world. So it's a different place. It is not the desire of wanting more things. Of course, we want good things. You know, we want to be taken care of. We want our money to flow. We want all of those things. We want success. We want yeah. good businesses. We want to be thriving. All of these things are added to you when you discover within yourself what abundance truly means.
Yeah. So abundance, you would say, is just, it's a journey. Because as you just said, you to discover what abundance truly means. So is it like in finding your worth and acknowledging mm-hmm. that you are more deserving and it's more than enough? And when we can start to wrap our brains around the fact that we deserve more than enough, that's when we can really start to work on manifesting this abundance mm-hmm. that, you know, we always hear about, oh, the mm-hmm. abundance and the growth. But you know how you early on you mentioned you chose not to be a victim because you have survived a lot of things and you chose mm-hmm. to not be a victim. And I'm sure you can agree that mm-hmm. it's easy to be and to remain mm-hmm. a victim, right? And to say these are my circumstances. This is the hand uh-huh. that I was dealt. This is, you know, the life that, you know, I have to live. And so when you encounter someone who's just like, well, this is what's happened to me, and this is who I am, and I can't help it, and they're playing that victim card. Do you kind of call them on it, or just you take them through? Or you take them through to realize, mm-hmm. oh, wait a second.
I don't even take them through yet because I don't believe they are ready, and that I call them out on it right away because that is the one reason why they're not able to move forward. We've learned in some weird fashion, maybe we were raised in this way, or maybe it's, you know, our parents and how they responded, but we've learned that making excuses is okay. And it's not okay. I get so annoyed because excuses are exactly why we don't put our foot forward. Why not look at it as the reason for, as opposed to the excuse? We're constantly holding ourselves back, and we take moments out of our day to blame those people who have done things to us. They've done all these yes. things to us, and we are focused on what they've done to us. But what about what we're doing to ourselves? What about that? We are our biggest abusers in the end of the day. In the end of the day, it is not about what someone has done to you. It is what you have allowed yourself to do to yourself now. Because we, of course, our story has everything to do with, you know, I was mistreated or something has happened to me, circumstances, you know, the job I was at, somebody spoke to me harshly. They're all valid reasons to be upset and to be in hurt. But at which point do we stop and say, okay, what am I going to do about it? How am I not going to be exactly what I detest? So these excuses are another way of really just holding ourselves back. And a lot of people are comfortable being the victim. Yeah.
Very, very, very too comfortable. And you know, we always have to distinguish the difference between reason versus an excuse. And we can convince ourselves that this excuse that we're making is a valid reason for why we're not doing something. But I'm sure that you can agree that if you want to do something, you make it happen. You work towards it, however long it takes, whatever steps you need to take. You know, when you say that you want something and you do nothing really to get closer to it, to accomplish it, how much did you really
exactly
want it, right?
But if you don't want it that bad, you're not going to get it. It doesn't matter how many coaches you take on, you know, with you. It doesn't matter how many mantras you repeat, how much meditation you do, how much prayer you have inside of you. If you don't want it that bad, you're not going to do the work. And if you're not going to do the work, you're not going to manifest. And if you're not going to manifest, there is no evidence of abundance.
Right. Point blank, done. Period. Right? So when you, like, I'm sure you do, you have, you know, affirmations. And the other thing is, when it comes to affirmation, we have to truly believe them. It has to come from like the deepest part of our souls. When to we kind of say something and it's going to just fall in our lap, right? So taking people through believing that they are deserving of something, do you find there tends to be, because it's easier to be a victim, do you find there tends to be a quote unquote resistance?
That's
that
huge.
Belief.
That is huge, because the resistance is what shows me that somebody's not ready. Because I believe everything I say. I even believe what I say for you. But if you don't believe, then why are we here? You're not really ready for this journey. See, what you say, what you use in your affirmations, the mantras you speak of, all of this has got to come from that place of darkness that you walk through that you no longer want to be in. Because if it doesn't come from that deep soul place, you're just saying a bunch of words you heard somewhere else. It does not apply to you.
You're saying things that you feel like you should.
It doesn't work it's not a magic trick.
Right? It's not going to land in your lap. And if you're using the should in your language, and you're putting on yourself, if you're using should in your language, it's still very external, because this is what I should be doing instead of this is what I want to do. This is what I believe for myself. And this is what I believe that can happen for me. So with the fear language and people being so willing to hold on to that fear and to use it as an excuse, and it really is an excuse. We really have to want to push past it, want to step into your power. And as you said, like if you haven't acknowledged that, if you're not ready, and you said we are our biggest abusers. And we talk about naysayers.
Yeah.
And We are a number one naysayer, and our voice is the first voice that we hear, right? So self-talk, how does that work for you and your clients, and just pay attention to what you're saying?
Absolutely. Because you hear it first. If someone is speaking about you, like you said, and they're the naysayers, what they said is something you already have said to yourself. Most likely you even believe it. You're just mad because somebody else said it.
Ah.
But you've been saying the same thing. Yeah, that's the truth. But you've been saying the same thing to yourself. Fear has a way of gripping our hearts. It holds us back. It keeps us in that comfort zone. Keeps us in our heads. It keeps us in that place where we believe these lies that we speak to ourselves. Yes. They're lies. They're not true. That is definitely not how you were created and designed. Greatness does not look anything like that. And so when we constantly believe in those lies, we are constantly forgetting who we are designed to be. And so I find that a lot in the clients I speak to. And, you know, my first sessions include, I have a lot of great things to say. But if you think I'm the solution, I'm not your solution. I want to coach you. I want to coach you. And I want to help you with your transformation. I want to help you with your mindset. But if you believe somewhere in your heart, in your mind, that I am what you need to take you to the next level, I am not the one. I can tell you who the one is. It's you.
Yeah. It's you. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I completely agree. And, you know, in discovering who you are designed to be, and I truly believe that each and every single one of us is on this planet and we have a purpose. It's just really, it's something that we are meant to do while we are here. Not every single one of us will, you know, discover it or work on discovering it. But getting people to believe that I'm meant to shine. I'm meant to do something. How, if somebody doesn't quite, quote unquote, know what they're meant to do, but they're willing, like, do you find it tends to be easier to work with them? If they're confused, they're not fearful, but they're confused.
It is definitely easier when someone can say, I know there's a calling. I know there's something I'm here for sure. Cause then I have, you know, extra field to work with. It's the people who have no clue that I prefer to work with, though. To help you get to that place when you can see the value in yourself. Because it means we're going backwards. We're going to unlearn some stuff. You know, we're going to reverse some stuff. We're going to start over. We're going to go to the root of the pain. We're going to talk childhood. We're going to go down. We're going to go back to that memory that you're holding on to, you know, maybe a teacher, an adult, a dream, all those things that impact how we see ourselves today. Most of the time, those are the reasons why we don't know why we're here. We don't know what it is, because there's so much lies and there's so much fear within our hearts. And we need to go inward to see what is needed for the outward. How can I know what this world needs? How can I speak to this world? How can I speak to my network? How can I speak to any area of business if I don't know what it is I have that is only designed for me to be able to bring out?
Yeah, Yeah. And it must be just a beautiful thing when they start to see and they start to realize that what they needed to do was go inward. There are certain things that we are taught, and there's a certain kind of conditioning that we have to break out of. And a lot of times we are taught the things we are taught keeps us mediocre.
Absolutely.
Right?
Because it was average people that taught us these things.
Oh, good point. Good.
If you're trying to be extraordinary in a world of ordinary people, this could be very difficult. You may need to change your circle. Yeah. You may need to start some different conversations. You know, the conversations with yourself that ask yourself, what do I need to release? What fears do I need to release? Because if you truly want abundance, you have to start from within.
Yes. Yes. And it can get messy, but you know, in the mess, some very beautiful things can come of it, but it gets messy. Kleenex box out. Lock the door.
The greatest things I found out, on my journey, and I've continued with some of the practices, my very first time was taking myself on a weekend retreat. It was just myself, and I really needed to face myself. And I know I needed to face myself. I had some questions. The adults I had the questions for weren't alive, so I couldn't ask them. Mm. I couldn't get apologies. I couldn't get any of that. So I needed to face myself. I took myself away, checked into a hotel, and just sat with myself and went backwards. I took myself back to my childhood, to that moment of pain and hurt. I saw myself. I allowed the little girl inside of me to have a place. I spoke to her spirit. I spoke to her, and I released the fears that came with that moment. That was the breakthrough. When you allow yourself to walk backwards so you can move forward.
Yes, yes. And look within and spend that time with yourself and ask those difficult questions. They're questions that we are blatantly avoiding or ignoring asking ourselves, because I know we are afraid, again, you know, fear. We are afraid of what it can uncover. Or we have to go there in order to realize I deserve more. Mm-hmm. Like that happened to me, but it doesn't have to dictate your life moving forward.
Yes.
Right? Some really beautiful things can come of that. But as we're going on with this conversation, I have to ask you, what do you have like coming up? How can people like connect with you? What should we be looking out for from you?
You know, I can say one thing, because our world is very uncertain. So I can answer that in the best way I can. I am having an abundance of thoughts and ideas. And I definitely asked for this. So as my ideas are flowing, I am creating content and I am building, and I am being a little even more relational than I was pandemic. So with all of what we're doing, you know, online and virtually, I have a bunch of different things. I have some conferences and speaking gigs I can't really speak on just yet. But I want to, but I have to be patient. And I would just say, you know, follow me on my social media and just, you know, stay close, because it's not just, these are great things that are happening. And I think they're great things for the community. And I just want to be that vessel. I just want to be here to continue to heal and continue to bring healing and share the stories, share the stories and the journey of truth and allow ourselves to get to that place of healing together. So just stay in touch, stay connected.
Okay. Done deal. And before I actually let you go, do you have like a nugget that you can leave with the listeners, a favorite quote or saying, something that really resonates with you, that you carry with you?
There are many things I carry, but I think the one that stands out to me right now is that, you know, we are multidimensional. I want to encourage everybody to allow yourself to fully evolve into who you are designed to be. When you put no limits on yourself, abundance will be yours. Abundance will flow to you, through you, and within you. You will be exactly what it is you desire. Abundance is a huge word, but it is you. Abundance is you, and that is all of you in your fully evolved state. So be exactly who you desire to be and don't put limits. Take the limits off. Live full and die.
Okay. What a way to end this convo. This is really, really good. Very powerful. Thank you very much for being here with me today, for sharing your energy with me, and calming me all the way down
and
sharing your wisdom. I knew that it would have been a beautiful convo. And so this is a whole testament to it. So thanks again for being here. And I will see you soon. I'm following you, girl.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Queen.
Have a great day.
You too.
Well, we've come to the end of the episode. And girl, can I just say that I hope that you enjoyed listening to this conversation as much as I enjoyed being a part of it. How inspired are you feeling right now? Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on what we have coming up, because these will just keep getting better and better. If you're a young woman ready to get out of that grind to five rut and find your shine to five purpose, connect with me on my website, kristennjames.com. Take care until next time. And as I always say, have a sparkling day.